Hey, Master Michael Wilson here again with a new podcast for you. This one is just one question that I saw on the internet that I wanted to discuss and give my take on. Is it right for a Christian to be involved in martial arts? I had an experience years back where an advertiser had called me right after, not too long after we had started our business. And our business is a martial art academy. But anyway, right after we started, and they were trying to sell me some pins. And they used the same snarky lines and tried some high-pressure sales. And when I denied, the guy just he just totally blew up on me and started basically telling me that I couldn't be a Christian, which I never claimed to be because I was just answering his questions and telling him I wasn't interested. But told me I couldn't be a Christian because I was a horrible person and I practiced combat and it was evil and all we wanted to do is hurt people. And this guy, you know, really attacked my faith blindly because of no good reason, but other than some misinformation or some speculation that he had made on his own. So is martial arts something you can do as a Christian without going against any of your own values? Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, there are some types of martial arts that have Eastern faith associated with them, or sometimes even, you know, depending on their cultural background, different types of faith other than Christian. But those are really kind of rare here in the United States. You might, you know, be able to find those more easily in China or, you know, Russia or something of that nature, but here in the United States, you won't find that too much. Most of the martial arts that you're going to find here in the United States are actually very neutral in their religious views. For instance, we teach universal martial art here, and by design, it is a neutral martial art. We have, you know, Hindu people that have come here. We've had psych people, we've had Muslims here, we've had a lot of Christians, we've had atheists, and, you know, the whole gambit of different types of religious people or anti-religious people, if you will, that have felt more than comfortable here and haven't felt like anybody has encroached on their own personal beliefs. Now, I try not to make it a secret that I am a Christian because I feel that's a disservice to myself and my God to deny that, but I don't push that on people. I try my best to make it known that that's who I am and that's a part of me, but it's not, I'm not a pastor or a preacher and this isn't a church. So we don't teach religious doctrine. But what we do teach is, you know, and a matter of fact, if you look into a lot of the, if you, you know, see martial arts that have any type of a code of ethics or principles or anything like that, you will see that a lot of them are based on Christian principles. The originator of the art that we teach, you know, he was also a Christian. And on the surface, you don't really see that in the principles and the pledge and the promise that we go over at the beginning of each class that we all recite together. But all those things can be taken straight back into the Christian faith and applied directly to the Christian faith. You know, they're good ways of living life and they're good concepts to base your life on, but they can go directly into your faith without combating your faith. So yes, you can be a Christian. You can get involved in martial arts. And matter of fact, there are some martial arts that go so far as to be specifically for Christians, and they base everything off of Christ and God in their classes. We personally don't do that because we don't want to alienate anybody who's not a Christian. You know, what we're doing is really good for the people to learn. It's really good for our community, and it helps, you know, it helps everybody as a whole. And we teach really good values that coincide and reflect directly from Scripture. but we don't want that to stop somebody from coming to us because they're Hindu. We don't want them to think, oh, you know, I came from India and I have different beliefs and they believe this way, so this place isn't for me, because it is for them. So, yes, as a Christian, you can definitely be involved in martial arts. Also, like we were saying before, martial arts aren't inherently violent either. So that's another thing that people associate with martial arts being anti-Christian, is because they're violent, and they're not violent. Martial arts are far less violent than a lot of the things you'll read in the Old Testament. You know, we don't teach people to go out and fight. We don't teach people to overcome other people for their own vanity or their own pride. We teach people to protect themselves when they're in a situation where there's no other path to take. You know, you're in a situation where you've already tried to avoid it. It's there. You've tried to talk your way out of it. You're still there. You've maybe tried to exit the situation. You're still there. And now you have no other physical choice but to use martial arts to protect yourself. That's what we teach. So it's totally nonviolent. Completely nonviolent. And matter of fact, we don't really put up with our students going out and causing trouble or bringing violence upon somebody that doesn't deserve it or warrant it. So I hope that answers the question. This is going to be one of the shortest podcasts that I've done so far in the 2 days that I've been doing this. But anyway, yes, a Christian can be involved in martial arts without any conflict to their faith or their interest. You just have to make sure that you're at the right martial art, and you need to make sure that the people that are running the classes or the school that you're interested in, they don't necessarily have to be Christians, but they need to hold the same values and teach the same values that you feel are important. So in other words, if they're, you know, arrogant and they're very prideful and they're very vain, that's going to conflict with your spirituality, and you're not going to be able to fit in well at that school without it, you know, clashing with your own internal beliefs. So even if they're not a Christian, yes, you can still be involved in that particular academy, so long as the personality and the teachings from that instructor don't directly go against your own belief system. So I hope that helps. If you got any more questions on that particular train of thought, I guess, or maybe, you know, you want to ask about a different religion and how it would fit in today's martial art world in the United States, feel free to drop us a line. Matter of fact, I would love to have some extra questions to talk about on future podcasts. So you can reach me at info@Cartersville, CartersvilleCKD.com. So info@CartersvilleCKD.com. Send me a message with any questions you may have or any topics you would like to have discussed in future podcasts, and we will definitely take those into consideration. Anyway, that's it for this one. We'll see you guys in the next one.